Zakt de Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes. Amar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said, Ba'amed v'armamurim, when do we say that indeed there's a shear how much you have to have betchilas Erev, when you're starting out and making a new Erev? But once you have the shear and some of it is lost, avo b'shiyari Erev, but if we're talking about what's left of an Erev, so kalshu, even if a little bit is left, it's still good. Rabbi Yaisi is referring to a Ruve Chatzeres. Even though in the previous Mishnah we were talking about Shitufim Avais, and again, Shitufim Avais is where the courtyards get together to be able to carry in the alleyway, Rabbi Yaisi is talking about a Ruve Chatzeres, where the houses get together to carry in the courtyard. And the reason Rabbi Yaisi is being so lenient is that the truth is, once you have a Shitufim Avais, there's really no need for an Ruve Chatzeres. Once the courtyards get together to be able to carry in the Mavoi, there's no need for each separate courtyard to make their own Eruv Chatzeres. However, we do it anyway. And the reason we do it is so that the children shouldn't forget there's such a thing called Eruv Chatzeres. Because children know about bread. Eruv Chatzeres is made with bread. They know about challah. They know, hey, this is the challah we're going to dip into the chrein. Why are you giving some of it away? Oh, Eruv Chatzeres. Oh, okay. That's what they know about. That's what they're looking at. They don't know about the Shetufim Mevois that's done with wine. So we don't want the children to forget the inyan of Eruv Chatzeres. We don't want the children to say, when we were little, we carried without an Eruv Chatzeres from house to house, and they didn't realize that's because you had a Shetufim Mevois. So being that, V'lay Amru Le'arev B'Chatzeres, Chazal did not say that you have to make an Eruv Chatzeres in the courtyard when you have a Shetufim Mevois. Ella kidei shalei l'shakeach es atenaikis. Ella only shalei l'shakeach es atenaikis. So the children shouldn't forget that there's such a thing as an Erev. So therefore, being that it's not really necessary, it's only done for the children, we're going to be lenient over here. We're going to say, once you have a shear to start with, it's okay. Even if you lose it afterwards, and some hold, even if you lose it before Shabbos, it's not a problem. If you started out with the shear and only a little bit is left over, that's okay. So once again, Rabbi Yaisi tells us, this that we learned in the previous Mishnah, that you have to have a shear, that's only if you didn't have a shear to start with. But if you had a shear and you lost it in regard to a Ruve Chatzeres, where you have a Shetuvah Mevois, it's not a problem. Because the only reason you have to do a Ruve Chatzeres when you have a Shetuvah Mevois is only to make sure that the children shouldn't forget about a Ruve Chatzeres. So we're really going to be very lenient over here.